Welcome to Business in Broward, a new podcast for business owners looking for practical advice and inspiration. On our show, we'll be exploring the ins and outs of running a successful business, featuring interviews with local business leaders. So, whether you're just starting out, or if you've been in the game for a while, there's going to be something for you on Business in Broward. Today, we're going to talk about the American dream. Now, I've always found it interesting to research when phrases came into popular culture. When did they enter the lexicon? So in preparing for this episode and our interview today, I went looking. Where did this phrase come from? Turns out it was first coined by an author, James Truslow Adams, who wrote a book in 1931 called The Epic of America. In it, he defines the American dream as that dream of a land in which life should be better and richer and fuller for everyone, with opportunity for each according to ability or achievement. He explained that the American dream is not just about material success, but also about the opportunity to live in a society where one's potential can be fully realized. The phrase quickly caught on and has since become a defining aspect of American identity, representing the aspirations and ideals for what the country stands for. But long before that phrase, the American dream, was coined, America was a beacon of hope for people all over the world. Immigrants today come to the United States in search of the American dream, the idea that through hard work and determination, anyone can achieve success and prosperity. Despite the challenges and obstacles that immigrants face who want to come to the United States to start a business, the desire to pursue the American dream is powerful in everyone, right? Today, we're honored to be joined by Eduardo Pineda, the Director of Economic Development for Hispanic Unity, which is based here in Broward County. Eduardo, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today about Hispanic Unity. Can you start out and just share a little bit about the organization and its mission?
Absolutely, and thank you for inviting us. Hispanic Unity, my name is Eduardo Pineda, by the way, and yes, I am the Director of Economic Development Programs here at Hispanic Unity of Florida, and I've been with the organization for about 8 years. And Hispanic Unity was founded in 1982 by community leaders to guide newcomers to the United States on their journey to their American dream and to ease the acculturation process. Today, Hispanic Unity of Florida, or HUF, as we like to call it for short, is one of Broward County's largest largest nonprofit dedicated to the immigrant population. We have over 12 programs and more than 30 services, and we offer them in 4 languages, and we serve South Florida diverse community. So, and we do that by fulfilling our mission by providing civic engagement, economic development, and education programs to immigrants and people of color and families with low income.
So everybody wants the American dream, right? The chance to build a great life. And of course, that includes people that don't live here. They come here, immigrants. How challenging is it for an immigrant who comes to the United States to sort of get started from the, you know, from the ground up, having nothing? How hard is that to come, start, and be successful?
It is challenging, of course, and they have several barriers, additional barriers that others may face. And the basic premise that we find is that recent immigrants need to go through a business acculturation process so that they understand what it takes to launch a business and do business here in the United States. Some of them may have been business owners or entrepreneurs at their own country, right? But they now need to, of course, have that business acculturation process to understand how to do that here in the U.S., in addition to, of course, developing or acquiring the language, the English, so that, you know, we can do business here. So that cultural element is vastly underrated and overlooked sometimes as a factor for success here. And for an immigrant making business here in the United States, when that cultural element is recognized, it's an asset. But when we ignore it, it can be a liability for them.
Well, when it comes to starting a business for anybody, the first question is, you know, what kind of business is it going to be? I guess it can be a sole proprietorship. You have LLCs, you have incorporations. So people starting from scratch, starting their own business, have to make these decisions. Does your organization, the Emerging Entrepreneurs Program there at Hispanic Unity, help them make these decisions?
We do. And we, as, you know, as Hispanic Unity of Florida, we act more as the connecting tissue because we have many community partners and we bring organizations together, such as educational institutions, incubators, accelerator programs, investors, mentors, and others to the table. So in our Emerging Entrepreneurs Program, we partner with some of the experts here in the area. One of them is Broward Score, and they provide a comprehensive series of workshops. They're called Five Simple Steps Model for Starting and Running a Business. So hundreds of potential business owners attend these workshops, usually on Saturdays, in partnership with Broward Score. They're in Spanish, but Broward Score also has this in English. So we have them, you know, both in English and Spanish, with in partnership with Broward Score. And they talk about, you know, developing the business concept, marketing their business, financial plans, how to move forward to start a business, go or no go decisions, sales, marketing, business plans, etc. So that is they learn that through the workshops, and then they can have access to one-on-one mentorship with the experts.
Florida is attracting so many people, not just from the world, but from all of the United States who want to move here. We have such a positive business climate. How many business owners in Florida are immigrants? And I know that businesses in general generate billions and billions of dollars here. But what part of that is from the immigrant community?
Yeah, from the last research we had, that which was done in 2010, the new immigrant business owners generated over $13 billion in total net business income. So, yeah, immigrant-owned businesses in Florida generate billions of dollars every year. And that was the numbers that I was able to gather in a 2010 study.
What about mentorship? You know, that's very important. Immigrants who come to Florida, do you match them up with somebody who maybe came 20 years ago and they've been successful?
Absolutely. So through our Emerging Entrepreneurship Program, Emerging Entrepreneurs Program, and our partnership with Broward Score, they have a mentoring program where they have dedicated bilingual business professionals, which they can access through an automated appointment system. And also we have, we're working with the VMT, or the Venture Mentoring Group. They also offer free consulting services from experienced professionals, and access to a pool of over 150 mentors for specific needs during their participation in the program. So the VMT, or the Venture Mentoring Group, they also have experienced executives and entrepreneurs in corporate, legal, academic, profit, and nonprofit organizations, and they donate their time and talent. So that's what we like to do is you know, for the participants of our programs to go through the workshops and then connect them to a mentor, right? That has experience in that area of, you know, whatever challenges they're facing or questions that they have.
What's the starting point? So an immigrant is here. They hear about your organization. Do they need to attend a initial workshop? Do they just call? What's the first step they would take?
First step, well, they can call our main number at our 954-964-8884. And that's our, you know, main number. And there they will be connected to the intake specialist, right? That depending on their needs, because some of them may have several needs, right? They may have immigration related questions. They may be looking for a job, but in the meantime, they also need health insurance, and they're trying to learn English and have their children that they want to put in pre-K. And in addition to that, they either have a business or they are thinking about opening a business. So really, first step is to contact us so that we can do an assessment and then connect you to, you know, the appropriate program. Now, if the business owner or emerging entrepreneur already knows that, you know, what they want to receive the education, the mentorship and everything, then they can go directly to our website and register for the upcoming workshops. And then from there, they can also select an appointment with a mentor.
All right, Eduardo, well, thank you for your time and for sharing with us the wonderful work that you're doing to help the immigrant community. We appreciate it, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you again sometime in the future.
Thank you so much. We appreciate, again, the invitation and to share these important resources with the community. So, again, thank you so much.